Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And today, we're going to do our review on the second installment of The Fantastic Beasts. It's The Fantastic Beasts 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald, which was a continuation of The Fantastic Beasts and Where You Can Find Them, which we highly enjoyed. And Alicia was a, and she is a big Harry Potter fan.
Yes, big Harry Potter fan.
So she read some of the books. We saw every single movie multiple times.
And she's still watching them.
And I'm not watching them damn things. But she's still watching them. So real quick before we get into these, because these are the prequels. This is before the Harry Potter.
Yeah, before Harry Potter.
So all of these are really prepping for the Harry Potter series to get started. So when you was watching the Harry Potter and you got all of that, when we first saw the first Fantastic Beasts, did you see the characters that kind of related, or you just saw the...
I can see the characters that
related. Because I didn't really relate it, but people who follow the books said, yeah, they got it, because these were like pre-characters that are in actually Harry Potter. So those people kind of got it. I didn't. So on the surface, I kind of was just looking at the movie. So the first one, how did you like the first one?
Fantastic Beasts, the first series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it. It was exciting. You kind of enjoyed the characters and... it was just fun seeing the things they could do, you know, going into the suitcase all the different character, all the different beasts and monsters into the suitcase.
How he kept them there.
Yeah, yeah, and he took care of them. He was attracted to them. He took care of them. He understood them and, you know, what they did. You know, he knew a lot about the
different little beasts, and little animals and things. Yeah, so that was Newt Scamander, which was a weird-ass name. But paid by Eddie Redmayne. I like him as an actor. He's a really good actor. He showed up in a whole lot of different things and was able to embody the character. So it was really weird having him there. And he's like a shy type person, because you notice how his character doesn't really look at you in the face.
Yeah.
He kind of looks away. And it was really odd until I saw that it was intentional. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, pretty cool. But I really enjoyed the first one. So I enjoyed the first one, too. Even the storyline leading up to it with him, I thought it was really good. I thought it was a great addition to finding out the wizard world.
Yeah.
You know, there was a wizard world that they was trying to hide from the humans.
Right.
Or the nomags, you know, the no magic or the, they call them nomags and other stuff. So
right.
I really thought that was really cool. So did you look forward to when they said it was making another one?
Of course. I wanted to see what the sequel was going to be like.
Yeah. And so J.K. Rowling wrote a couple of books to say, stuff of finishing just the Harry Potter series, she's going to continue on with a prequel, sort of like the Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Star Wars started in the middle and then they went to the prequels and then they follow suit right behind the original trilogies. So it's kind of interesting that she was kind of doing it in that way. So we kind of look forward to saying, cool, now we can see where they're going from that. So, what last portion, if you didn't see it, spoiler alert, the guy Grindelwald, he was actually being played by Colin Farrell, right?
Yes, yes.
So Colin Farrell was part of this big magic wizards federation that was in New York, because Newt Scamander came from England and brought a suitcase full of these animals so he can release them into the wild where they're originally from. But he was going to New York, and the New York wizards always said, if you come into our city, we need to know that a wizard is on town.
Right.
They have the politics of saying you can't be a free wizard out in the city and everything like that.
Yeah, in their territory. Kind of
so thing. One of the wizards paid by Colin Farrell was actually the character Johnny Depp, who was Grillenwald. And you find that out at the end and they arrest him. So it was kind of like, oh, okay. And when we saw the previews, it was just so exciting. It looked like it was just going to be another really exciting movie.
Yep.
Because it looked that way, right? Mm-hmm. So when you initially started seeing, what was your feel when, because it started off with them transferring Johnny Depp or Grindelwald.
To England, I think?
Yeah, to England so they can process him.
Yeah.
So what was that initial feel when you was watching that?
I wasn't feeling it.
The what?
I didn't know that they were going, first of all, knowing the powers he had, why would you do what you did? And especially when you explain at the very beginning, well, we have to change people out.
Because he was fucking them up.
Right. And I was like, and then I saw that guy's like, he got his head too before he even, I mean, it was.
So you picked it up.
Yeah, I picked it up at the very beginning. I was like, well, he got him too. You know, that would have been automatic switch for me.
Okay.
You know, so that
so
was.
You kind of felt something was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be too obvious for something to happen. So I kind of just ignored it and waited. But I just thought it would be too obvious. And they went with the obvious of he's going to escape, which was like really fucking stupid. But anyway, so you already saw it too. And you just knew, yeah, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
And went from that. I just thought they was going to bring him there and something happens when he's in England.
No, I knew. It was like his ass going to get loose before he even get there.
Yeah. And they said it took his tongue out.
Yeah. And then he, you know.
All of a sudden he.
Because the reason why they took his tongue out, you know why?
Why?
Because he was talking tongue to people to convince them
to do things.
Yeah.
And then they did it and then they had to keep changing them out and everything. Okay. So, okay. I didn't pick that part up. So, with that, basically he got away.
Yeah.
And then they switched to England.
Yeah.
Right? And new characters came up. His brother. And there's an issue between him and his brother. We don't know what it is.
No.
And until the end of the movie, you really didn't know what it was.
No, you didn't.
Then he had his girlfriend and
the girl he had a crush on.
For Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
Did he have a picture of her?
Yes.
In the first one?
In the first one he did.
Yeah, so come to find out, she married his brother.
She supposedly, they were engaged.
They were engaged.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they was engaged. Because his little friend that he met from the New York Wizardry,
the newspaper,
what you call it. Yeah.
And thought he was the one engaged to her instead of the brother.
Yeah. From the previous movie. So I thought that was weak as fuck too.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But while he was there, the characters that we really, really liked happened to be on there as well. The little fat guy who had the bakery.
Yeah. I thought he was cute.
I thought he was cute in the first one. This one he was a little boring.
And, yeah, and in the first one he was funny. He was funny as hell. And
Jacob Kowalski, yeah, is Dan Fogel. So he was. I really liked him. And then the Queenie, Allison.
I love that name.
She was Queenie. So, and she was so.
From the first movie,
in the first one, she was not only she was a sweetheart, but she was sexy, and she had like a kind of Marilyn Monroe type feel, but so sweet.
Yes.
She was such a sweetheart. That changed with this movie.
Yeah, they.
You know what? She seemed like a pest. She seemed too
whiny
and grabby. You know, like I gotta have him, and he didn't seem as funny and open like he was. So they ruined those characters.
Yes, they did.
And that really pissed me off. And then we thought that the guy, Credence, played by Ezra Miller, and I know him because he plays Flash in the DC comic Justice League movie. So he plays Flash. So I always remember him. It's like, oh, okay, that's the guy who played Flash. So for some reason, it looked like at the end of the movie that he just disappeared, that he died or whatever like that. But come to find out, he was still alive.
Yeah.
So that was some bullshit. And they say, well, he's in Paris. Okay. You're not trying to find this motherfucker? So these wizardry worlds wasn't trying to say, let's find this guy because he has the, I forgot the name of the thing, but this dark portion of them. But they didn't come looking for him. but only when Jude Law, which came back and told Scamander that he needs to go find him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? He's like, he couldn't find him because for some reason they were blood brothers or something.
So there was blood brothers. So the rumor going around was they were gay. So the internet word is they were blood brothers, but they were gay.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, but they kind of build that up from the, so if you remember from the first series, the Harry Potter series, on the last two, what you call it, the rumor went around that he was gay. So I was kind of like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I guess so. I mean, you bring something in and people was kind of like, okay, he can be gay. You know, we got a lot of gay people around. We got gay governors now. So we got all types of gay people. So that was kind of different from there. Now you can see who he was gay for. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it went from there. But as this was going through, it was a lot of disappointments. And I'm not sure if the book was made properly, I think
they interpreted it. Right. The storyline should have connected.
Yeah. And it, you know, with the girl he had a crush on, come to find out he's with his brother and she kept saying, come visit us. But he wouldn't do that. And then Credence is in Paris with this snake lady. And where was this snake lady come from? But that was cool. And then Grindelwald was there, but they wasn't looking for him. That was the other thing.
No, they wasn't.
Y'all wasn't fucking looking for this dude?
No.
He escaped, killed people, and escaped. And this is one of the most dangerous guys. And y'all don't know where the hell he is?
Nope. That was another thing. They were not even looking for him.
So that was just odd. So and then the storyline turned to, and tell me if you, did you get this or it was, you got it and it was like, this is just stupid. That he was trying to find out who his true parents were.
You were talking about
Credence.
Yeah, yeah. That was, I didn't understand why.
So he just wanted to know his parents. I get that.
Because from the first movie, it wasn't, I thought he was dead.
Yeah. But
seriously.
But they showed that lady was his mother. But all of a sudden, now you say, no, that really wasn't your mother. And then that's when his girlfriend, who was a fiance of his brother, and then this new black guy showed up.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
And then she said, Zoe said that was her brother.
That's her brother.
But she thought her brother was dead.
Yeah, so I don't understand it either.
So where the hell did he come from?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
And where the hell has he been? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then to come to find out, their family was sort of intertwined because this one wizard stole their mother and had children by her and this new wizard guy, but then he tried to hide him and send him to America, but they trade babies out, and when they trade the babies out, the baby was taken from someone else, and then the real baby died, but the other baby, you don't know who the parents was on that, but the parents on that one actually drowned too. And I was kind of like,
where was it going?
Where was it going? Was all of that really necessary?
I didn't understand where all that was going. It still didn't explain what the whole, you know, creed is.
So what they was really trying to, what I thought, what they was really trying to do is say, he comes from a family of wizards, and this is why he has this certain power, but this wind up to not be that. So Credence is like the Harry Potter of the other series, because he has a mysterious background based on whatever, but he has this power that's bigger than most, and now he becomes something other than.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like they're building him up to be that Harry Potter, but evil-wise, and then everybody around him is trying to do that. But it was so fragmented. It was like all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Johnny Depp, which he's supposed to be, because it's called The Crimes of Grindelwald, he's really supposed to have been a criminal. He did some things, but he just didn't seem, sadly, he didn't seem mean enough.
No, I mean, I didn't even understand what he was trying to do.
So what he was trying to do
was he trying to control the world?
I mean, no, he was trying to control the wizards to say wizards should have the freedom and not be in hiding, and I will be that one to take you to the salvation. But before that, he was killing people.
Yeah.
He was killing people, but he really wasn't killing them. He was having his servants or people. He'd look at him, saw a baby sitting there, touched the baby, walked out the room, and then the woman came in with a wand, and the baby looking at her like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that was just weird. He just walked into the house and just make
people kill the family.
Why? Well, I mean,
because he wanted to take over the house, but he could have done some things other than just fucking killing them.
I know. I was like, well,
and
why?
And then you kill the baby, too. So it was kind of like, the hell is... But he still didn't seem sinister enough. You know, mm-hmm. because if you look in the Harry Potter series, they were sinister. All of these people who supposed to have been bad.
Yeah, they were.
You see they were sinister. And then even when, what's his name? Colin Farrell over there. You knew he was a sneaky bastard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you knew he was up to some foul stuff. But he gave you that impression. But Johnny Depp played in between trying to be the savior and a mean person, and it didn't work. It just didn't work, and I really, really wasn't happy with the way it was directed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt that they did a bad job of trying to put this together. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's where I felt really, really I didn't feel comfortable with. It didn't make me feel comfortable, and I didn't like it. I really just thought it should have been a lot better, and I thought it should have a lot more information. And, you know, on the internet, they have a lot of people that's trying to explain what was going on, you know what I mean, as opposed to watching a movie and the movie explains itself,
mm-hmm.
which is bad when they have
somebody else
has
to explain it to you.
Yeah. And most likely it was the people who read the book.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Trying to say, well,
don't give it a bad review. This is the reason why.
Yeah. Or yeah, you should give it a bad review because what they should have done was the book did this and the book did that. And I'm kind of like, yeah, buddy, but I'm sorry. This just didn't work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so the director is, his name is David Yates. So I don't know who the hell he is. And they said The Legend of Tarzan. And so he did the previous one, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So he did do that. He did a good job there.
But what the hell happened?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. And yeah, I don't know what happened.
Does it look like he didn't do this one?
Yeah, it totally did. But here's the plus. If there's a plus in this movie, the special effects and the magic and the animals was amazing.
You're right about that.
You know, there was a time when, and I thought it was so amazing, when Gyllenhaal was calling out all his followers, and there was like a scarf or a like something floating throughout the whole city, and it just touched certain things and it just floated through the whole city, and it was like, oh, that's his signal to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, god damn, what a dramatic signal, you know what I mean? But it was beautiful in the way that they showed it, and the way they presented the animals or the beasts, it was great. A lot of the magic and how they put certain things together, it was so cool. They just did so much good things in the movie. But if you just wanted to know, just have special effects, then that's what it was about.
Right, right.
But these movies have a story that ties to it.
Right.
So you was looking forward to say, I need to follow the story.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruined the storyline. And it could have been his interpretation, or they had to kind of rush through some things. So they didn't want to extend it into another movie, and they tried to fit everything into this one.
Right.
And that's what it felt like. It felt like they just tried to throw so much information that they couldn't do proceeding to the next movie. And I just didn't, I really didn't get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anywho, what else did I forget, man?
I think that was it.
Yeah, so overall, I think the movie didn't live up to what we expected it would be.
Right.
And then if you look at some of the reviews, it didn't do it for them either. Some of the critics didn't like it. Some of the viewers didn't like it. It didn't give them a good feel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These people just they didn't like it so much. So it's rated really, really different. And speaking of ratings, what would be your ratings, man?
I give it a 6.
And a 6 because?
The only reason why I gave it a 6, that extra 1, because it could have been a 5. But because of special effects, it was beautiful. I mean, the whole things with the beast and like the library was moving.
Yeah, yeah. And she threw the light in and then, yeah, then the crazy cats was there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, see? So, I mean, that was like liking to see that. And then when it got to the end, I was about to say, when is this shit gonna be over?
Yeah, then it was kind of like, when is it gonna be over?
Because I'm about to fall asleep.
Yeah, because it was dragging. Then at that portion, it was, you're right about that. That's a good observation because it started dragging and it was kind of like, so are you still gonna talk about this?
Yeah.
Is this still gonna keep going on?
Yeah.
Didn't y'all make a decision on what the fuck was going on? Mm-hmm. Okay, now we gotta listen to this next set of people again. I was like, really? So you said a 6. So the critics had it at a 40 and the people had it at a 65. So in line of what you said, because I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to have to say it's a 6 because it was worthy of seeing. So visually, it was amazing.
Right.
I loved it visually. Oh, remember when he was in the middle of Paris and he, and they was in a little circus place and he threw down that little dust and it was showing like footprints and everything. And he was kind of tracking, oh, this is where she was. And it was just a lot of little special effect, magical things that they took up another level. That it was, compared to the first one, it was a lot more magical looking things that they did. As opposed to the one on the first Fantastic Beasts.
Right.
So it was really, really visually amazing that I really enjoyed. So that's why I said a 6. Otherwise, if they minus that, this would be the worst of the series.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah,
but it's not that bad.
Right.
It's not bad. It's worthy of visually seeing. But if you really wanted to tie it into the actual series, and I can't comment on that because I didn't read enough to say yes what it did. But as a standalone movie, it was kind of fragmented and somewhat boring.
Right.
Story wise.
Yeah, it was boring.
So yeah, but we got 6s across the board and we don't normally do that, but I think we saw the same thing. and it just didn't work. It didn't work for both of us. And but it was worthy of one of those, you know, we've seen a lot of series. And the Fast and the Furious series, the last one was the worst of them all. We seen the Predator, and the Predator was interesting. I'm not sure if it was a will I see it again? The Alien series, I like that. I would see that one again because it's part of the series. Mm-hmm. This one, again, is good enough to see it as part of a series as opposed to a standalone. If you knew nothing about it, you would want to see that if you've seen the series. But if you said, here's a new movie, Fantastic Beasts, you would say, this is crazy. They didn't explain a lot of shit. Who the hell was all of this going on?
Right, right.
So it was just kind of hard. Anywho, bougieblackbrother.com. You can find Fade to Black Cinema right there, or go to all podcast downloads, Fade to Black Cinema. That's where we're listed. Or follow what we're going to see on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter. And even on YouTube, you can be able to listen to our podcast there. Very, very good decent movie to see. Should you wait? You could wait. But if you're going out just to see something visually, it's probably worthy to see it as a visual movie as opposed to an exciting story written combination to the first Fantastic Beasts and the Harry Potter series. I don't think it ties really well with all of them because the storyline was just so crazy. But anywho, thanks for stopping by Fade to Black Cinema, and we will see you next week every Wednesday on Fade to Black Cinema. Thank you.
Bye.